United States.
Montana's Senate race. Trouble in Paradise Valley. Democratic control of the Senate depends on a seven-fingered farmer.
When I say dirt, you're going to say farmer, got it? The crowd packed into a small room just off Main Street in Bozeman, Montana, quickly obliges the MC. Dirt, farmer, dirt, farmer. Thus begins a rally for John Tester. I've never had a wide margin of victory, and I ain't going to have another one this time either, warns the third-term Democrat, who is running for re-election to the Senate in November. The seven most competitive Senate races this year are seats now held by Democrats, or in one case, a Democrat turned independent. Democrats will need to retain them all to keep control of the chamber. Most of these seven are in swing states: Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada. Ohio and Montana are where Democrats will have their work cut out. Mr. Tester's job will be the hardest. He will have to persuade voters in a state that Mr. Trump won by 16 points in 2020 to send a Democrat to represent them in Washington. An average of recent polls suggests that he is running roughly 3 points behind Tim Sheehy, his Republican opponent. It is worth noting, however, that a number of these polls are from Republican or Republican-leaning pollsters. A third-generation Montana farmer, Mr. Tester, lost 3 fingers as a child when they were caught in a meat grinder in his family's butcher shop. At the rally in Bozeman, he lodges the microphone into the empty space between his thumb and little finger. His first job in politics was serving on a local Soil Conservation Service committee. Dirt. Farmer. He moved on to the school board and state house before winning election to the Senate in 2006 by beating the Republican incumbent. Though he votes with his Democratic colleagues most of the time, he talks tougher than the Biden administration on issues that rile Republicans, such as border security. He did 10 points better in Montana in 2018 than Joe Biden did in 2020. This year, Mr. Tester's luck may run out. Montana was once a toss-up, but it has turned Republican as Union Power, which was a big force in Montana, has declined and politics has become more nationalised. Local Democrats have whiplash. It just feels hilarious to be living in Bozeman, where I'm surrounded by Democrats, and yet we're going to describe it as a red state, says Julia Shader, head of the Gallatin County Democrats. If Mr. Tester loses, it will be the first time since 1911 that Montana has had 2 Republican senators. Only 6 states now have senators from different parties, the lowest number since 1914, when Americans began electing senators by popular vote. Republicans targeted the state early. The head of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, tasked with electing Republicans to the Senate, is Steve Daines of Montana. With his knowledge of the state, he handpicked Mr. Tester's opponent. Mr. Sheehy is a former Navy SEAL and multimillionaire in his late 30s, who founded an aerial firefighting firm. He is successful and telegenic, but has never before run for office, so has been vulnerable to a string of strange revelations, including disparaging comments he made about Native Americans and dueling stories about a bullet wound in his right arm. Mr. Sheehy insists he was shot while serving in Afghanistan, but the Washington Post dug up records suggesting that the gun discharged when he accidentally dropped it while hiking in Glacier National Park. Mr. Sheehy denies this version of events. Mr. Tester sounds most conservative when he promises to defend Montana from wealthy outsiders. Some residents who have lived in the state for nearly 50 years are loath to call themselves true Montanans. By portraying Mr. Sheehy as a carpetbagger who moved from Minnesota in 2014, Mr. Tester is trying to link his opponent to the issue that dominates the state's politics: growth. Montana's population grew faster than all but 4 other states between 2020 and 2023, when the pandemic pushed Americans to seek more space and fresh air. Boz Angeles has become a derogatory nickname for Bozeman, where Sotheby's local office advertises rustic estates. Politicians take turns fretting over these newcomers and vying for their votes. Data from L2, a firm that gathers voter records, suggests that 39% of people who have moved to Montana since 2018, when Mr. Tester last won re-election, were previously registered Republican, compared with 24% who were registered Democrats. To win, Mr. Tester must turn out his base in populous places like Gallatin County, where a lot of Democrats and young voters live. Local Democrats argue that the switch to the top of the ticket from Joe Biden to Kamala Harris has led to a surge in enthusiasm. They also hope that a measure on the ballot to enshrine the right to an abortion in the state's constitution will get Democrats to the polls. But there are not enough Democrats in Montana to assure Mr. Tester victory, even with monster turnout. Voters do not register with parties in Montana, but a recent poll from Emerson College suggests that roughly 30% consider themselves independent. The incumbent must appeal to six Tester Trump counties, which voted for him in 2018 and Donald Trump in 2020. Consider Park County. Tester signs abound in Livingston, the big town, but Sheehy posters appear the deeper your correspondent drives into Paradise Valley, past homesteads, ranches and a herd of bison. Park County is Republican country, one bright red roadside sign proclaims. Montana will soon find out.